You're listening to English O'Clock 2.0. And welcome to English O'Clock 2.0. My name is Julia, and this is intermediate episode number 55. Now, imagine how funny it would be if today were intermediate episode number 13. Because it turns out that today is Tuesday, the 13th of July, which for any English speaker is an absolutely normal date, while for a Spanish speaker, it's Martes 13. And Martes 13 for us English speakers is like, so what? Like, it's not in any way a special date, right? For us, this kind of bad luck day, which is not necessarily true. If you're superstitious, maybe. But it's not Tuesday the 13th, it's Friday the 13th, right? So today is not a very special day, let's just say, for an English speaker. Well, for a Spanish speaker who may or may not be superstitious, it's like, oh, Martes 13, right? Anyways, today's task, let's start with that. It's about something that we did in the last class in number 54. It's the following question. How long did it take you to get dressed yesterday? How long did it take you to get dressed yesterday? That's today's task. Yeah, let's see what you guys come up with. What did we do in class number 54? Last week, we looked at the phrasal verb to throw away, que era tirar a la basura, right? We looked at question mix number 97, sentences 1 to 20, so we'll finish that today. We looked at question mix, that's what I just said. We looked at drill number 100, questions 26 to 35. We did a family tree basic exercise. We did vocabulary list number 87, words 1 to 15. We did drill number 145, sentences 16 to 20, drill 146, questions 26 to 30, and drill 147, questions 1 to 10. And then, as always, we finished off with translation booklet number 3, list number 27, sentences 1 to 15, which we'll finish today as well. Okay, for today's phrasal verb, I chose... Ladies and gentlemen, I chose a pretty easy one, to be fair. I chose to switch on. And notice how nicely I can link the ch in switch with the o and on, switch on, switch on, chon, chon, switch on, right? It's regular, so it's everyday switch on, yesterday switched on. Ahí metemos esa de, switched on, and lately I have switched on. So it's irregular, a classic irregular, regular, not irregular, regular verb. What does it mean? It means encender o poner. Poner en el sentido de encender, right? Not like poner la mesa o poner algo en algún sitio. We wouldn't say to switch on. We would use switch on en el sentido de poner la tele o poner la radio, right? De encender la tele o encender la radio. Let's take a look at the three example sentences from the book Phrasal Verbs en Inglés que deberías conocer. Sentence number one is, ella pone la radio cuando se levanta. She switches on, switches. That's the pronunciation with the third person S. She switches on the radio when she gets up. Él encendió la tele y se sentó en el sofá. He switched on the TV and sat down on the couch. And has encendido la calefacción, hace calor aquí. Have you switched on the heating? It's hot in here, right? Now, you may wonder, like, so what is the difference between to switch on and to turn on? You know what? You can pretty much use it as a synonym. You can use it however you want. You switch on the TV, you turn on the TV, you switch on the light, you turn on the light, you switch on your phone and you turn on your phone, whichever you want. Now, sometimes to switch on can also mean to connect. Sometimes it can also mean to put on, right? Sometimes it can mean start, and sometimes it can mean light, like turn on the light or switch on the light or light the room, no? Como que prende la luz. But I wouldn't say it's 100% the same meaning, and you can always use it interchangeably. Switch on and turn on, pretty much yes. El resto, cuidado. All right. It depends on the context. It depends what you're switching on or what you're turning on. Normally, when it comes to switching on and turning on, it's electronic devices or anything electricity related. Like you switch on or you turn on the computer, switch on or turn on the TV, your telephone, a microwave, washing machine, dishwasher, mixer, an iron, a blow dryer, whatever is an electronic device that you have in your household, you would turn it on or switch it on. In that case, sí que significan esos dos lo mismo. Okay, let's move on to our warm-up exercise to question mix number 97. I was just going to say 197, but no, it's just 97. Question mix 97, questions 21 to 40, and you can find the questions, again, not the answers, only the questions on page number 88 in the English O'Clock book. And a lot of people still ask me, like, ¿pero cuál es el libro? The book is called English O'Clock. So if you put into Google English O'Clock libro, that's what comes up. It's the book with me on the cover, and it's called English O'Clock. So that's the book. All right, let's take a look at 21. Are you trying to save money to go to Alaska? Are you trying to save money to go to Alaska? No, I'm not. I'm not trying to save money to go to Alaska. 22. Will you go to Alaska if I pay for your trip? Now, funny that you ask, Julia. Obviously, in my case, the question should change. Will I go to Alaska if you pay for my trip? Of course, I will go to Alaska if you pay for my trip. Exactly as you would answer. Of course, I will go to Alaska if you pay for my trip, right? Pues si yo me lo pago yo misma, pues no tiene gracia. Right? It's like saying, ¿te vas a Alaska si te pagas tú mismo el viaje? Number 23. Were you born in Alaska? Were you born in Alaska? No, I wasn't. I wasn't born in Alaska. 24. Do you know how to survive in Alaska? Well, in the city, yes. In the wild, no. But I don't know how to survive in the wild in La Sierra de Guadalajara, right? So it's just not, I don't know how to survive in the wild, but I do know how to survive in cities. Some days better than others, but in general, I do know how to survive. 25. Can you see wild animals in Alaska? Yes, you can. And this is the generic kind of impersonal you. Se puede ver, ¿no? Can you see? Aunque es can you, no siempre es ese, oye, tú, no, tú. No, it's this impersonal. Se puede ver, can you see wild animals in Alaska? Yes. Yes, you can. So I wouldn't answer yes, I can, porque no es una capacidad que yo tenga o una cosa que yo pueda hacer, sino sí se puede ver en general, ¿no? No solamente yo. 26. Who wants to go to Alaska, you or me? Who wants to go to Alaska, you or me? I want to go to Alaska. I don't know about you. If you want to go to Alaska too, the answer would be both of us want to go to Alaska. If it's just me, you would say you want to go to Alaska. 27. I didn't visit Alaska 2 years ago. And you, if you did, your answer would be I visited Alaska 2 years ago. And if your answer is que tampoco, then you'd have to say tampoco. I didn't visit Alaska 2 years ago either, or me neither, or I didn't either, or neither did I, whichever one you prefer. Number 28. Are you going to book a holiday to Alaska today? No, I'm not. I'm not going to book a holiday to Alaska today. Or maybe yes. Yes, I am. I am going to book a holiday to Alaska today. And here's the thing. I sometimes say it. Now, the question mix is a warm-up exercise where we work on the short answers, as short as they get, right? Because if I ask you a question like, I don't know, what is your favorite movie and why? Pues no es una pregunta corta, ¿no? But I do encourage you, in spite of me always telling you respuestas cortas, respuestas cortas, I do encourage you to give me all of the options. So short affirmative, short negative, long negative, which is exactly what we just did. And why am I telling you this? Because, and I know this from experience, somebody who speaks, for example, like me, German or Polish, a lot of times people are like, well, say something in Polish or in German, right? And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to say? And, oh, whatever you want. And you don't know. You don't know what to say. So then the person says, well, say you are living in Madrid and you're 37 years old and we met in a bar. And then you're like, oh, okay, okay. Ich bin 37 Jahre alt, ich wohne in Madrid und wir haben uns in einer Bar kennengelernt. So you know what to say, right? So the same thing happens here. Whenever I can, I encourage you to talk to yourselves. But sometimes it's like you don't know what to say to yourselves, right? So if this is a guided talk to yourself exercise where you can answer in the, you know, the truth, are you going to book a holiday to Alaska today? Well, no, I'm not going to book a holiday to Alaska today. But then if you know that you still have three answers or two answers, and the negative, affirmative, short, long. Si jugáis con esas cuatro opciones, pues ya tenéis más material con el que practicar, right? And it's not like, ah, bueno, pues nada, contadlos a vosotros mismos una historia. Ya, pero qué? You know, so this is a way of kind of improving your possibility to practice more. And of course, if you have questions or if you have any kinds of like, ain't, what is this? Am I doing this right? You can drop me a line on Twitter at English_o'clock. You can drop me a line on Instagram at English o'clock 2.0, or you can just comment an iVox episode and I'll always read everything. Number 29, I don't have a book about Alaska. And you, if you do, great. You would say, I have a book about Alaska. And if you don't, otra vez ese tampoco, I don't have a book about Alaska either. Me neither. Neither do I. I don't either. Right? Whichever option you prefer. Me neither, being la más informal y la más fácil al mismo tiempo. Number 30, how often does it get really cold in Alaska? I'd say it gets really cold in Alaska quite often. I mean, summers are probably not as long as in Spain, probably not as hot as in Spain, and winters are probably a lot colder and a lot longer than in Spain, for example. 31, is Aki Morita from Alaska? Is Aki Morita from Alaska? No, he isn't. Aki Morita isn't from Alaska. 32. Does Alaska have a border with another state? Does Alaska have a border with another state? You know what? I actually don't know. I'm just going to type in Alaska, not the singer, the U.S. state. I'm not sure if Alaska has a border with another state, just because it has a border with Canada, with British Columbia, but that is not a state. Right? So no, it doesn't. It doesn't have a border with another state. No tiene frontera con otro estado americano. Okay. Number 33. Do you enjoy learning about Alaska? Yes, I do. I genuinely enjoy learning about different places. 34. Do you know anyone famous who was born in Alaska? No, I don't. I don't know anyone famous who was born in Alaska. 35. Is Alaska hotter than Arizona? No. Alaska isn't hotter than Arizona. Arizona is hotter than Alaska. Alaska is colder than Arizona. And now the negatives. Arizona isn't as cold as Alaska, and Alaska isn't as hot as Arizona. 36. Was there a heat wave in Alaska last week? I don't think so. I don't think there was a heat wave in Alaska last week. 37. Are there any mountains in Alaska? Yes, there are. Yes, there are. 38. Did you dream about Alaska yesterday? No, I didn't. I didn't dream about Alaska yesterday. 39. Do you know where the name Alaska comes from? No, I don't. I don't know where the name Alaska comes from. And the last one, number 40. Is Alaska a nice place to live? You know, it depends, I guess. If you like long winters, I guess it is. And if you don't, I guess it isn't. So it depends. For me, I'd probably say no, it isn't, because the winters are a little bit too cold and a little bit too long, I'd say. All right. That was very loud. Sorry about that. Let's take a look at drill number 147. We started this last week. So if you're still doubting about today's task, pay attention to this one, because this is exactly what today's task is about. Number 11. How long did it take you to clean your face? How long did it take you to clean your face? Se refiere a la última vez que lo hemos hecho. So it took me about 5 minutes to clean my face. You know, so for at least the older I get, the more kind of stuff I put on my face. So if it's not una loción o un tónico limpiador, no sé qué, no sé cuánto, es un serum de no sé qué. So it always takes me a while to clean my face. Number 12, how long did it take you to walk 1 kilometer? La última vez que lo hiciste. So it took me about 10 minutes to walk 1 kilometer. Number 13, how long did it take you to wrap a present? The last time I wrapped a present, it took me about, I don't know, 5 minutes. How long did it take you to order a coffee? Technically, this is incorrect. You don't order a coffee. You order some coffee because coffee is uncountable. Pero se sobreentiende que nos referimos a la taza, ¿no? Al recipiente de café, right? So it took me literally 30 seconds to order a coffee. 15. How long did it take you to fold your socks? One of my favorite activities. Not. It took me about 5 minutes to fold my socks, something that I genuinely don't like. And it's actually one thing that I adore about summer is not wearing socks. I constantly wear sandals, so at least I don't have to wash socks. Number 16. How long did it take you to get home yesterday? It took me about half an hour to get home yesterday. 17. How long did it take you to unpack your suitcase? That's another classic, right? Everybody is super fast at packing. Todos hacemos nuestras maletas super rápido, ¿no? Porque nos queremos ir de viaje. And then holidays are over y se queda la maleta ahí tirada, abandonada en el salón o en el dormitorio un mes. Because you don't feel like unpacking. Tell me I'm not the only one. I think it happens to a lot of people, right? So you kind of take out the dirty laundry and wash that. And maybe some shoes. Y luego el neceser y algún, I don't know, souvenir, o las chanclas, o yo que sé, se queda ahí tirado en la maleta. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to do it on the weekend. And then you don't, and it's another week. And then before you know it, he's like, okay, this is really annoying, right? So how long did it take you to unpack your suitcase? Because I know this happens to me, I unpack literally the moment I get through the door. So I unpack my suitcase straight away. So it took me 5 minutes to unpack my suitcase. Number 18, how long did it take you to have lunch? It took me about 45 minutes to have lunch. 19, how long did it take you to read one chapter of whatever book? It took me about half an hour to read one chapter. Because I kept falling asleep, and then I had to go back a few pages, and then I kept falling asleep, and then I had to go back a few pages. And eso, pues, cinco veces, pues, media hora, ¿no? And the last one, how long did it take you to heat up a piece of pizza or a slice of pizza? That would also be correct. It took me about 2 minutes to heat up a piece of pizza. Right, that was drill number 147. We're going to dive right into fractions and percentages. You know what to do. It's really the drill of one is the same as 100%, etc. Pay attention to your speed, to your intonation, to your melody, to all that stuff. And obviously your pronunciation, right? So one is the same as 100%. One half is the same as 50%. And if you need this, if you need kind of this fractions, percentages, and decimals, page, let me know, because it is on Twitter, but I can re-upload it on Twitter and I can post it on Instagram as well. So just holla, let me know, right? So one half is the same as 50%. One third is the same as 33.3%. One fourth, lo mismo que el 25%. So one fourth is the same as 25%. One fifth, 20. So one fifth is the same as 20%. 1/8, 12.5, so 1/8 is the same as 12.5%. 1/10, 10, so 1/10, 1/10 is the same as 10%. 2/3, 66.7, 2/3 is the same as 66.7%. 3/4, aquí que empiezan los dramas con la pronunciación, 3/4 is the same as 75%. 2/5, not 2/5, 2/5 is the same as 40%. 4/5 is the same as 80%. 5/8 is lo mismo que 63.5. So 5/8 is the same as 63.5%. And 7/8 is lo mismo que 87.5. So 7/8 is the same as 87.5%. And that was our fractions and percentages section from our basics. Vocabulary. Let's go to list number 87. The book is, as always, Vocabulario en Inglés, ¿Qué deberías conocer? So we are on list 87, and we're going to finish this list by looking at words 16 to 25. So 16 is precaution. That would be precaution. Precaution, right? Number 17, cualificado. And small incision here, but like, have you seen the meme with the koala chewing on this leaf and just going, what do you mean I'm not a whatever? I have all the qualifications. I love that. So cualificado no tiene nada que ver con koala, pero es bastante similar. Qualified. It's not qualified. It's qualified, right? Number 18, neumático. That would be tire. Tire. And funny thing with tire, it has two spellings, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm just going to cross-reference this and double-check it. T, you can write it T-I-R-E. T-I-R-E. It's, that would be the British way to, sorry, the American way to spell it. T-I-R-E. Tire, ¿no? And then there is T-Y-R-E. O sea, cambiamos esa I latina por una I griega. That would be the British way to spell it, right? So tire, tire, both are correct. T-I-R-E is American. T-Y-R-E is British. Involucrar, to involve. No es to involve. No se labian los juntas. No se juntan los labios. To involve, right? So pronounce that V sound, this vibrating V sound. Bajar o descer o hacer. Gee, Julia, what is wrong with you? Bajar o hacer descender would be to lower. To lower. Low is bajo, ¿no? To lower sería el verbo bajar. O descender. O hacer descender. Now, if you are descendiendo o bajando, I would say you're going down, right? I wouldn't say you're lowering. Es cuando hacemos que algo baje o esté descendiendo. 21, posponer, to postpone. And the T sound is there, but it's very, very kind of silent. Postpone, postpone. 22, proceder, to proceed. To proceed, suponer, number 23, to suppose. I suppose you're right. I suppose you're wrong. I suppose this might happen, no? Suponer. 24, raro. Raro could be weird, pero en el sentido de no muy común, that would be unusual. Unusual. And 25, ala. Ala as in what the birds have, que sería wing. Wing. So you have this ng sound, wing. Ala. That was it. That was a vocabulary booklet. Vocabulary in English que deberías conocer, book list number 87, words 16 to 25. I'm just going to very quickly check the time, 22 minutes. We still have a lot of work to do, so we might not actually do everything. We're going to do drill number 148. We're only going to do questions 1 to 5, and it's about cuánto tardamos o cuánto me lleva a hacer algo. But you're going to tell me, in the simple present, it takes me. In the going to future, it's going to take me. In the will future, it will take me. In the past, it took me. And in the present perfect, it has taken me. Okay? So five sentences, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 options. So 25 sentences in total. Parece mucho menos de lo que es. Es bastante más ese ejercicio. It's very meaty. Es muy carnoso. Es muy... Tiene mucha chicha ese ejercicio, right? If I don't tell you if it's negative or affirmative, it's affirmative. But if I tell you negative, then we have to change it into the negative. So, number one is 3 minutes to brush your teeth. So, what I want you to do is the following. In simple present, it takes me 3 minutes to brush my teeth. Going to future, it's going to take me 3 minutes to brush my teeth. It will take me 3 minutes to brush my teeth. It took me 3 minutes to brush my teeth, and it has taken me 3 minutes to brush my teeth. Okay, this is the exercise that I want to do. 5 minutes to fall asleep. So it takes me 5 minutes to fall asleep. It's going to take me 5 minutes to fall asleep. It will take me 5 minutes to fall asleep. It took me 5 minutes to fall asleep, and it has taken me 5 minutes to fall asleep. Number 3, 1 hour to have lunch. So it takes me 1 hour to have lunch. It's going to take me 1 hour to have lunch. It will take me 1 hour to have lunch. It took me 1 hour to have lunch, and it has taken me 1 hour to have lunch. That was number three. Now we have two negatives. Number four is 5 hours to get to work. Sería negativo. So it doesn't take me 5 hours to get to work. It's not going to take me 5 hours to get to work. It won't, redondeadme esa, oh, it won't take me 5 hours to get to work. It didn't take me 5 hours to get to work, and it hasn't taken me 5 hours to get to work. And number five, the last one, 7 hours to prepare a meal. So it doesn't take me seven, that's negative as well. It doesn't take me 7 hours to prepare a meal. It isn't going to take me 7 hours to prepare a meal. It won't take me 7 hours to prepare a meal. It didn't take me 7 hours to prepare a meal, and it hasn't taken me 7 hours to prepare a meal. So there you have those 25 sentences. And I encourage you to find more examples, like, I don't know, 5 minutes to peel an orange, or 20 minutes to have a shower. ¿No? Y ahí jugáis con afirmación, negación, en presente. It takes me, futuro con going to, it's going to take me, con it will take me, pasado, it took me, and it has taken me, que esos no varían. Y luego la segunda parte de la frase tampoco varía. So it's just a matter of putting two and two together, right? Okay, we are on 25 minutes. I think we can get everything done. Let's take a look at drill number 142. We're going to do only sentences 21 to 25. And you're like, oh, great. This is just five questions, right? Pues no, because each sentence has four parts. So we're on 20 sentences here. Again, it looks a lot less than it actually is. Let's take a look at 21. This is questions with anybody, anyone, somebody, someone, nobody, no one, and everybody, everyone. Remember, we did that about 11 classes ago, 11 weeks ago for the last time. So here's a little bit of a refreshment, a review from back then. So 21, who in this room knows how to operate an elevator? All right, this is quite possible an easy one. However, we're going to start with, estamos seguros que nadie lo sabe. Dudamos si alguien igual lo sabe. La verdad es que no sabes si alguien lo sabe hacer. Y ahora lo que piensas, creo que todos lo saben, right? So these are the four sentences that I want. So, I am sure no one knows how to operate an elevator. No, I'm sure no one or nobody knows how to operate an elevator. Well, you know what? Maybe someone knows how to operate an elevator, or somebody, right? Da igual. Si os gusta más someone, someone. Si os gusta más somebody, somebody. No tiene diferencia ninguna. Preferencia absolutamente personal, whichever you prefer. Well, I don't know if anyone knows how to operate an elevator, and actually, everyone knows how to operate an elevator. 22. Who in this room knows how to change the TV channels or the channels on the TV? Pues lo mismo. You know what? I'm sure no one in this room knows how to change the channels on the TV. Oh, well, you know what? Maybe someone knows how to change the channels on the TV. I don't actually know if anyone knows how to change the channels on the TV. Or actually, now that I think of it, everyone knows how to change the channels on the TV. Next one is going to be with one, and then we do with body, and then we do with one and body. Okay? So who in this room knows how to take out money? You go to an ATM machine, you put in your card, or you have the contactless thingy, and you withdraw money, or you take out money, right? So I'm sure no one knows how to take out money. Did I say one or body? I said one. Maybe someone knows how to take out money. I don't know if anyone knows how to take out money, and I'm sure everyone knows how to take out money. Funny. 24. Who in this room knows how to switch on the lights? So we're putting in practice our phrasal verb of today. Vamos a hacer con body. So who in this room knows how to switch on the light? I'm sure nobody knows how to switch on the light. Maybe somebody knows how to switch on the light. I don't know if anybody knows how to switch on the light. Or actually, everybody knows how to switch on the light. Last one. 25. Who in this room knows how to vacuum? We're going to do both body and one. So I'm sure no one knows how to vacuum. I'm sure nobody knows how to vacuum. Maybe someone knows how to vacuum. Maybe somebody knows how to vacuum. I don't know if anyone knows how to vacuum. I don't know if anybody knows how to vacuum. And actually, everyone knows how to vacuum, or actually everybody knows how to vacuum. If you ask me, I probably say one a little bit more often. Someone, anyone, anyone, everyone, no one. Pero lo dicho, significa lo mismo que body. All right, last exercise for today, and let you enjoy your evening. We are on translation booklet number 3, list number 27, and we're going to finish sentences 16 to 25. Here we go. Batieron el récord. Batieron el récord. Now, batir no tiene nada que ver con batido. It's not to shake, right? It's to break. You don't say a milk break, no, batido de leche. It's not a milk break, it's a milkshake. But a batir un record is to break a record, not to shake a record, right? So they broke the record. They broke the record. Number 17. ¿Quién les ayudó? Who helped them? Why don't we say who did help them? Porque es una pregunta de sujeto. Preguntamos por el sujeto. La respuesta es el sujeto. And if it's a subject question, no hace falta el auxiliar. Es incorrecto utilizar el auxiliar. No es who did help them, but who helped them. Number 18. No ocurre a menudo. It doesn't happen often. It doesn't happen often. 19. Tardaron una hora. It took them an hour. It took them an hour. So here's what we worked on earlier. It took me, 4 minutes or 5 minutes to fold my socks. ¿Quién hizo la cama? Ojo. To do the bed or to make the bed? Is to make. So who made the bed? Again, it's a subject question. Number 21. ¿Quién puso la mesa? No vamos al verbo poner en el sentido de encender, right? It's to put. Pero tampoco lo decimos con mesa. It's not to put the table. We actually, cuando ponemos la mesa, we set the table, right? You know, just to add a little bit more difficulty to the English language, ¿no? No puede haber un consenso de, pues siempre put, ¿no? En ese caso, set. So, ¿quién puso la mesa? Who set the table? Is probably the most common way to say it. Number 22, ¿qué causó el incendio? What caused the fire? What caused the fire? 23, ¿cómo empezó? How did it start? How did it start? 24, ¿quién trajo el agua? Who brought the water? Who brought the water? And number 25, ¿quién llegó aquí el primero? ¿Quién llegó aquí el primero? Who got here first? Who got here first? And that was translation booklet number 3, list number 27, sentences 16 to 25, and this is it for today. But before we finish, let's take a look at what we did. We looked at the phrasal verb to switch on. We finished question mix number 97 by looking at questions 21 to 40. We did drill number 147, sentences 11 to 20. We did fractions and percentages, so make sure to remind me if you need this. We did vocabulary list number 87, words 16 to 25, so that's another list done. We did drill 148, sentences 1 to 5. Drill 142, sentences 21 to 25, and translation booklet number 3, list number 27, sentences 16 to 25. So one more thing, last thing, I promise, or maybe not, today's task, how long did it take you to get dressed yesterday? It took me, in my case, it took me 1 minute to get dressed yesterday. And that's it for today. This is our last intermediate class before the summer, so we're going to pick up the classes in September, right? If you have any questions or ideas or inquietudes, sugerencias, crítica constructiva siempre, please, you can let me know. You can let me know on Twitter at English_o'clock. You can let me know on Instagram at English O'Clock 2.0, or just commenting the iVox episode in question. Have a wonderful afternoon and evening. Thank you so much for listening and being here with me. As I said, I'm right here. I am literally right here. Sé que suena a coña, ¿no? Iba a decir, y lo he dicho. Pero es que estoy aquí. I'm really here. So if you're right, I'll answer. Okay? Let me know if you need anything English related, and I'll be very, very happy to help. So again, thank you so much for listening, for being here with me. Have an awesome afternoon and evening, and I will hopefully see you in our next class, and definitely in the summer episodes as well. Take it easy out there. See you then. Bye-bye.